Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Investigators are trying to identify a chemical agent at a Plymouth elementary school that sent 11 people to the hospital. At the same time, they're trying to figure out what caused the death of a longtime school employee found in the building yesterday morning. WBUR's Fred Tice has our story.
10 first responders and a Plymouth school employee have checked out from Beth Israel South, which used to be called Jordan Hospital. All have been released after they exhibited symptoms of chemical exposure. Police Chief Michael Bocchieri.
I know some of them had headaches, and there was some type of an odor in there, so the ones that I talked to had the beginning of a headache.
The first responders were dispatched to Manomet Elementary School after a school secretary found the head custodian, Chester Flaherty, unresponsive shortly after 8 a.m. yesterday. School Superintendent Gary Maestas says Flaherty had been doing seasonal floor cleaning.
Chet was an unbelievable person. He was a great employee. Every interaction I had with Chet over the years has just been outstanding. He basically owned this building. He took care of it. He took care of the people in this building, and the Plymouth community will miss Chet greatly.
Maestas won't say where in the school Flaherty was found. Police have no information on how he died. They are awaiting results of an autopsy to determine cause of death and whether Flaherty was also exposed to a chemical agent. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.